USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate convened a rare weekend session on Saturday with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer encouraging the authors of a bipartisan infrastructure plan to finish writing their bill so that senators can begin offering amendments. MyPillow CEO and fervent Donald Trump supporter Mike Lindell says he's pulling all of his advertisements from Fox News after the network refused to run a spot for his cyber symposium, which he claims will provide enough proof of industrial-scale election fraud to propel the former president back into office.
Now we're going to bring it as a quo warranto to the Supreme Court. It's going to be 9-0. They're going to take this election down. And yes, Donald Trump will be your president. He is your president now.
The Cyber Symposium is set to overtake Sioux Falls on August 10th through the 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing the Biden administration to disclose how many illegal immigrants who cross at the U.S. southern border are being tested for COVID-19 by the Department of Homeland Security, as vaccinated Americans are being told to wear masks indoors. Tensions are escalating between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier has more.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV cites sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved, the U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A COVID-19 outbreak in a Massachusetts county in July primarily occurred among vaccinated people, sparking fears that a variant of the virus can impact that population more than other strains. Of the 469 cases detected in Barnstable County, 74% occurred among the fully vaccinated, according to a new study published on Friday. Democrats may be trying to put immigration reform into the infrastructure budget bill. Here's USA's Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.